over 35 years, Florida's largest home show has been the leader in providing homeowners the best, most trusted resources for everything inside and outside their home. Building, remodeling, updating, or just looking for ideas. In the next hour, we'll introduce you to the experts you can count on to do the job right. This is Florida's largest home show radio show. Florida's largest
home show. Well, good morning, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Florida's largest home show radio show. Over 35 years ago, John Turner started the Florida's largest home show with the intent to bring all of the best vendors from the home improvement and home enhancement industries all into one event so that homeowners like you and I could meet and learn about the best products and services available to you and your family and your home. And, I mean, we're talking about roofers, electricians, pools, spas, painters, flooring, lighting, appliances, HVAC. I mean, the list goes on and on. We're talking about over 35 years, hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of different vendors, and many of them, most of them actually come back year after year because they have such a great experience with the Florida's largest home show. And back then, back 35 years ago and today, we at Beasley Media Group, we bring together hundreds of the best businesses that are already vetted for you so that you can learn from the pros and then hire the pros to get the job done right. Well, Pat, unfortunately, many folks like to try and do it themselves, don't they?
Yeah, they can get injuries like back injuries and knee injuries and ankle injuries.
Not a good idea. And, you know, by the way, for some folks to go out to the Florida's largest home show and to see our vendors and to be introduced to cool products and services and stuff, some of them can go back. I mean, some of them do have the skills to be able to go back and handle some of these DIY projects or turn them into DIY projects. And for them, that's okay. But and really, there's nothing wrong with that. But many times, it can lead to injury. As a matter of fact, the home is one of the most dangerous places for injury. And that's why we've brought this morning Dr. Nektarios Dimitriou. Did I get it right, Doc?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
He was a board-certified family medical physician and primary care and Tampa Bay medical director for Millennium Physician Group onto the show because we're going to talk about this. This is a really big topic. As a matter of fact, Dr. Dimitriou is been a partner of the Florida's Largest Home Show for a while now, and he talks about these kinds of things because he sees these kinds of injuries. As a matter of fact, Pat, you'll remember we talked about this before. My, I'm going to just call him a friend because I don't want to give away his identity, who owns a business for that matter. So he's a pretty handy dude. I mean, he's technically skilled and knows a lot about how to DIY things, but it was right after Irma came through, Hurricane Irma, and he decided that he wanted to trim his palm trees. And because while there was no damage to our houses or his house or whatever, oh boy, I think I just gave it away a little bit. Well, anyway, he decided to get up on a ladder. And John Turner, I think you heard me tell this story as well, because he got up on a ladder to trim his palm trees and he fell, Pat. He's a middle-aged dude like myself. And not only when he fell did he get hurt, but it was really bad. Leg was broken in many places, and he was laid up for a better part of a year. I mean, when you get close to 50, it takes a longer time for this stuff
to
heal.
It doesn't have to be high either. You know, you fall from 10 foot,
no,
and
right.
You can cause severe injury.
So you know what the irony of that is? Yesterday, there were tree trimmers at his house. Ever since then, which has been, two and a half, three years ago, anytime the trees need to be trimmed, he hires a pro. But that's what happens. It's just a simple injury. I mean, sometimes you just slip. And I think in his case, he might have slipped on a rope or something that was on the ladder. But injuries happen. We can't prevent them. And injuries around the home are pretty regular. Dr. Dimitriou,
yes.
Appreciate you being on the show
today.
Oh,
you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about Millennium Physicians Group and your connection with the Florida's largest home show.
Yes.
Whether it's changing a light bulb, trimming a tree, as we talked about, or hanging a ceiling fan, installing floors, fixing a leaky roof, painting, whatever. There's so many things that can really go wrong around the house. So how many patients do you see, just out of curiosity, that have had DIY projects go wrong?
Well, you know, if I had to include myself, I would probably say weekly.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those things. It depends on the severity of the injury.
Right.
We see a lot of them go into the emergency room, into, you know, a lot of these urgent cares as well. I typically may see them after follow-up. Sometimes I might see them come in for some superficial burns, you know, like, for instance, trying to change the light bulb and it's really hot.
Oh, bad choice.
Exactly.
That's happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially what do they call those? The ones that are clear and they're really bright.
Like the candescent ones?
That's it, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Those things are hot.
Really, really hot. And I actually think as a result, my fingerprints have actually dissolved.
Maybe you don't have fingerprints anymore because that's happened. Yeah.
So basically, not just things like that, but just even just doing simple things around the house. You talked earlier on about ladders in particular.
Yeah.
Major, major injuries on ladders.
Lots of things can go wrong on ladders, that's for sure. What else? What other kinds of...
Well, we had an individual that was... a little bit deconditioned, you know, hadn't really been working out, decided to do some work around the house, and he stubbed his toe while he was lifting an object. And so he decided at that moment to go to the urgent care to get his toe examined and maybe x-ray it to make sure that he didn't break it.
Sure, yeah.
So the irony is he walks into the urgent care, slips on the floor, and breaks his leg.
Oh, my gosh.
And when they finally do the x-ray of his foot,
no fracture to the foot. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, when you think about the house, I mean, Pat, how many rooms does the average house have, right? I mean, what is it? You typically, I would say
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
let's say, plus the garage, and then you got outdoors. You got 9 different zones in a house that have a whole wide range of possible injury scenarios. You know, here's a fact. In the U.S., preventable injuries are at an all-time high, ranking as third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer. 54% of all injury-involved accidents occur at home. Oh, boy. Preventable injuries and preventable deaths occurring in and around the home have increased 150% since 1999. That's huge. The leading cause of death among adults 65 plus is, Pat, you want to guess? Adults 65 plus, what is the leading cause of death?
Oh, I would have to say hip.
Falls.
Falls.
You know, you can certainly break a hip. But Bob Vila's 8 most common reasons DIYers end up in the ER. Reason number 1, falls.
Completely, yes. Absolutely.
Gutter cleaning, roof repair, tree trimming. Shout out to my buddy Dave on that one. And even changing, you said it, a light bulb often require a ladder. And it's the ladder that makes these jobs dangerous. 30% of ER visits come from falls. Oh, my gosh. What other kind of stories you got there for us? We're talking, by the way, for those of you just tuning in, Dr. Demetrio from the Millennium Physician Group. And it's Dr. Nectarios.
That's correct,
Demetrio.
Yes.
Number 2 reason... 4 common reasons DIYers end up in the ER. You want to tell us what that is?
Number 2?
Yeah, do you know what it is?
I don't know what it is. Is it burns?
Falling objects, cuts, eye injuries, poisoning, slipping, insect bites and stings and burns. These are actually numbers 2 through 7. Number 2 is falling objects.
Falling objects.
You mentioned that. You said something fell on somebody's toe,
yes,
right?
Exactly. But also too, you know, when you put up pictures or you put up a light, maybe even a small chandelier.
Yeah.
And just the weight alone, you may be underestimated. I mean, I'm talking about individuals like me that are not completely DIY savvy.
Right.
But I like to think that I am.
Right.
And I'll go ahead and put something up and next thing you know, it falls down.
That happened with me with a bathroom mirror. We were putting up, this is 20 years ago, we're putting up a bathroom mirror. And those things are heavy, by the way. Very fortunate it did not break, but it landed on my thumb so hard, thought I had a break, and I had a huge contusion on my thumb, ripped a ton of skin off. I could almost see the bone. I felt like maybe it was the bone. It was white. It was scary. It was bleeding a lot. So I went to urgent care. They ended up stitching it up.
And that was a mirror?
It was a mirror.
So we had a similar story.
Okay.
We had placed a rather large mirror on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And... we thought everything was good. Now, roll forward.
Okay.
About a year, actually. A year, 2 years. 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, we heard a massive clash. So we walk out and we see the mirror has fallen off the wall and smashed into the piano.
Oh, my gosh.
And
Glass broken all over?
No.
No.
No glass. The frame hit the piano.
Gotcha.
And thankfully, we were very, very lucky. Yeah. In actual fact, John Turner with the home show actually was able to assist with one of his vendors that actually they polished the piano top so that it was back to normal again.
No way. Yes. How cool. Well, these are the kinds of vendors that you find at the Florida's largest home show. Wide range of home services and products and professionals that you wouldn't necessarily know otherwise.
Precisely.
And be able to trust because they've been vetted for the home show. You know, that the whole thing about the, by the way, glass breaking in a home is a terrible thing. And we've had that happen, whether it's a dish in the kitchen or whether it's been a window break or whatever. Shards of glass are the hardest thing to find and so difficult to remove.
Completely.
If you get them in a foot. I'm sure you've seen this.
You know, not just that, but saying that, how many times have you broken a glass?
Mm.
Just not even doing DIY.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a small shade of it just gets on the floor and you walk around barefoot. Next thing you know, it's in your foot.
Yeah. I mean, because you can't see this. I mean, no matter how much you wipe, vacuum, sweep, try to get it off the floor.
It's true.
Those pieces, they just creep around there. We're chatting with Dr. Nectarios Dimitrio. He's with the Millennium Physician Group, and this is the Florida's largest home show radio show. And we're talking about injuries, and we're going to be talking about DIY injuries and injuries around the house because it is one of the biggest and most common ways that you will be injured in your whole life. Pat, you ever been injured at home?
Well, I was just going to tell you, a common injury, people are afraid they're going to, step on a ladder too high or step on the top step. One of the common things, and I see it happen all the time, it's happened to me twice, and one, I broke a rib recently. When you're coming down the ladder and you miss a step.
Oh, yes.
And you think you're on the bottom step and you're really on the second step, and you go to, and that's what happened to me, and I fell into the corner of a wall, broke a rib, and then grabbed a shelf and some heavy vase came down and almost hit me in the head. And it was a tremendous accident just because I wasn't paying attention and I missed a step.
It's very common. What you're saying is just so, so common. We talk about getting on ladders. You know, one of the other big issues is definitely trying to fix something on your roof.
Mm.
Major, major liability to yourself when you do that because it's obviously high and it's slanted. It's not even level. And You try to do it to save money, but at the end of the day, you're far better off calling experienced people in. And even these experienced people
have
fallen.
Yeah, sure.
So you should always leave that for the experts.
You know, it's easy when you get a ladder to get up on the roof. Even if it's a flat roof,
yeah.
It's getting back off that roof on the first step on that ladder.
That takes skill.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, before we go to break, I want to give you a statistic that I think will probably not be a surprise to all of our female listeners out there right now, and that is this stat. Males are almost twice, as likely to die from an injury-related accident than females. Every year, about 40,000 people die as a result of car crashes, just 25% of all accidental deaths. Household accidents result in death 3 times more than motor vehicle crashes. I'm guessing at your offices, and when we come back from the break, we can talk about this, but I'm guessing that you see a lot of wives driving their husbands to the office. You're listening to the Florida's largest home show, radio show, and podcast. I'm your host, Mark Steckman, and we're chatting with Dr. Nectarios Dimitrio, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Well, welcome back to the Florida's largest home show, radio show, and podcast. I am your host, Mark Steckman, and across that glass is our executive producer, Pat George. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, and I'm enjoying this.
Hey.
Let's get to more injuries that I can avoid.
You know what? Well, we're talking about this, and this is such a great conversation because I don't think a lot of people would necessarily realize that the home is the most dangerous place and most place that more often injuries occur. And, you know, when John Turner put together the Florida's largest home show 35 plus years ago, you wouldn't naturally think of having a doctor on site, right? You might think to yourself, hey, roofers, plumbers, electricians, all these kinds of things. But there's a lot of good reasons to consider a physicians group as a part of the Florida's Largest Home Show, and this is why it's been such a success having Dr. Demetrios as a part of the Florida's Largest Home Show. Number one is, yes, injuries occur at home. And so certainly, you know, knowing that you can go to the Millennium Physician Group, which, by the way, is the largest group of physicians practices in the Tampa Bay area, right?
In the state of Florida.
In the state of Florida, even better. Well, that's part A. But part B, and we were talking about this off the air, was that a lot of times people don't think about getting checkups just in regular day-to-day life, but before they take on DIY projects. And so, you know, what we're recommending to you as a attendee of the Florida's Largest Home Show is, listen, even the simple things like cutting your grass. I have a friend and a colleague who passed away it was tragically, like 48 years old, after cutting the grass, had a massive heart attack, went in the house and sat in his recliner and passed away. What a tragedy. Get checked out. Get your regular visits. Go see the folks at Millennium Physicians Group and Dr. Demetrio. I know you can tell us a little bit about Millennium Physician Group. Tell us about the company. You said it's the largest group in the state of Florida. Talk to us about, you have a brand new office up in Wesley Chapel.
That's correct, yes.
And not only that, but 140 other locations around the area?
We have over 500 healthcare providers. Over 130 locations, all the way from down south in Naples to all the way up to Jacksonville to, I believe, also into North Carolina as well.
Wow.
Georgia. We have 9 walk-in centers as well, and we have 25-plus specialty services.
Oh, wow.
We have offices in Valrico, St. Petersburg, Brooksville, Wesley Chapel, Sun City,
so Palmetto. You kind of cover the whole market.
That's correct, yes. And I recently opened up my office as well in Wesley Chapel, Wingard Circle.
And that's right by, that's on State Road 56, right? Kind of behind like Sam's Club in that area? Yeah,
if you know where the Wesley Chapel Hospital is, it's just across the road from there.
Oh, right.
On Bruce B. Downs.
Seven Oaks, right near Seven Oaks
yeah,
neighborhood.
Yeah, just around the corner from there.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So you're taking new patients?
Absolutely. We're taking new patients, and if anybody is in the area, is in St. Pete, they can go to our central website, which is www.millenniumphysician.com.
Gotcha.
And type in the location, and they'll be able to see one of our providers over there.
Gotcha.
Or if they're on Wesley Chapel, they can type in Wesley Chapel, and our number will come up right now if they call 813-723-1303, they'll be able to make an appointment to see us. And we're taking appointments daily. So if you need to get in to be seen, you won't have to wait months. We'll get you in and we'll take care of you.
We were talking off air about simple injuries, things I say simple, but it's not necessarily simple, where, you know, just being outside pulling weeds can cause back strain, neck strain, issues, you know, hamstrings. I think about my hamstrings. Gotta stretch out as we get older. But these kinds of things can happen. And so that's a great reason to, even if it's not serious, to get in, come into the Millennium Physician Group, closest office to you, and get checked out. Just get a general well-being check, just to make sure that everything's in order, that your heart and your lungs and your ligaments and all of those things, tendons and muscles, are operating as they should, so that you can go about, if you are one of these people who like to do things at the house by yourself or for yourself, to make sure that you're in good working order, right?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I think part of the issue that you see is that we are can-do people.
Right.
So I can go out, I can do this. Yet what you really don't know, if you don't go to the doctor or you don't get health checks regularly, you think you're great. You think you're fine.
Yeah.
If I may just give you an example of that, I had a gentleman that was a really good DIY. He would go around the house fixing things, cutting the grass, just doing a lot of things to upgrade his house. It was his wife that told him, you need to go to the doctor to get checked out.
Mm.
And just a basic screening.
Right.
We were able to discover during that visit that he actually had an 11-centimeter abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Oh, my.
He was ready to burst.
Oh.
If he hadn't come in, he may not be with us today.
Jeez.
So it just goes to show you that even though you think you're fine, you can only know if you go and get regular checks. And one of the beauties of our company is that we do a lot of preventative medicine. That's what we espouse.
Mm.
When you come across an individual that's maybe 55 years old, that's been busy working all this time, and you ask them, how's your health? I'm great. They're great because they've never had it evaluated. They don't know.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that I was talking about with John as well regarding our physician group. It's the largest in the state of Florida. It ties in with the largest home show Florida as well.
That's
so
right, yeah.
We have that in common.
Right.
So, yes, please, if you're out there and you haven't been checked out, give us a call. We'll get you in quickly. And one of our specialties is prevention, prevent something from happening. If we had the ability to know that if you were going to walk on that ladder and fall and hurt yourself, what an amazing quality or skill that would be. We can do that with medicine.
Hmm. You talk about white coat syndrome. What exactly is that the term, right? Yeah, white coat syndrome. That's what we hear that occasionally. What is that? Talk about that.
So white coat syndrome is a typical underlying anxiety or fear when seeing a health provider or having to go to a health facility to receive treatment.
Mm. That's me.
That's you?
That's me. You know, I just don't want to go for a checkup. As a matter of fact, I went last year around just before Thanksgiving, and this is bad to say, but you know how they give you your blood panel, your workup panel?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
And he said, I want to see you at the end of March. That blood panel is still sitting on my desk.
Well, you better get there.
I have not had that checked yet. I'm just so afraid they're going to say, it's like if you don't know the bad news, you don't get any bad news.
Ignorance is bliss, right?
Yes.
Right. Well, you know, you hear people talk about this with their cars, too. They don't want to take their car in because they're afraid they're going to get whacked with, like, a big bill. But is it, Pat, just fear, or is it that you know that you don't want to deal with the appointment, or is it, is the time that it takes?
It's the fear of possibly finding something, but I know how important preventable maintenance is.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why I originally go, and he doesn't really find anything right there big, so I go, okay, well, he didn't find anything big, so I don't really need to worry about this for a while.
No, you are right, and you do bring up a very valid point. It is a fear.
Mm.
It's a lot of fear in a lot of people. And sometimes not knowing, you feel better because sometimes you have medical issues that occur inside of you that you have absolutely no idea about. You still feel okay.
Yeah, but how could you really find that aneurysm in that guy? I mean, what would that show for blood pressure?
Well, no, actually, he had a number of risk factors with his age, social habits, etc.
How old was he?
He was round about 50.
No, don't say that.
59, 60.
I'm 65.
He was either in his late 50s or early 60s.
Oh, goodness. I was hoping you were going to say 70.
But you basically are able to do this based on their age, gender, social history, smoker.
Lifestyle.
Drinker, exactly. And you put it all together and you basically think, okay, this person has a level of risk.
Mm.
Based on this risk, we're going to go down this path.
Yeah.
And that's basically how you're able to ascertain that without having an individual with no symptoms. So if you come and say, listen, doc, I'm here. Tell me what's wrong.
Right.
So we'll ask you a number of questions to sort of gear us down that path and that avenue so we can actually, what we like to say is optimize your health. You know, when you get in your car, you get a check engine light.
Right.
Your body doesn't have that.
No, right.
So you need to consciously or subconsciously think about that. If your tire is flat, you'll go out, you'll repair it. It's quite straightforward. But when it comes to your body, you don't think the same way because it's not as tangible.
Well, and also, you know, with your body, over time, things creep up and you just get accustomed to living a certain way.
Precisely.
So you know, it's not like listen, if all of a sudden I had like a massive chest pain, well, I would know something's wrong, right?
That'd be just indigestion, not
a
big deal.
No, I would know. So if I had like a real severe pain in my arm, well, that's a red flag, huge flag, go to the doctor right away.
Sure, absolutely.
But what happens with these underlying issues that you may not know that are creeping up over time, like plaque in your arteries, which can cause a heart attack or a stroke or these types of things. You don't know that they're creeping up because even the slightest of warning signs, your body and you kind of get accustomed to feeling that way over time because it happens, doesn't happen overnight. It's something that happens over the long term, right?
Absolutely. And you have to understand the body is an extremely robust chemical system.
Yes.
Which means that it will continue to adapt to try its best to optimize you.
Gotcha.
And so if you have that happening all the time, you don't feel anything's wrong until it hits that threshold.
Right.
And at that point, it could either be completely severe and pathological, or you might get lucky.
Mm.
And that's the problem. So we're hoping in the way we practice medicine and the underlying philosophy of Millennium Physician Group is prevention.
Yeah.
Our goal is to prevent you from getting to that point.
So if you're listening to this show right now, and certainly I know you're thinking about the Florida's largest home show coming up Labor Day weekend, but there's a whole summer ahead of us, right?
Absolutely.
And
yes.
That means not only does it mean the heat and the humidity are coming to the Tampa Bay area very soon, but it also means that you may be thinking about working on your house and doing projects around the home. And with that heat and humidity, that can create opportunities for you to be injured, whether it is you're out mowing the grass, like we were talking about, a colleague of mine had an untimely heart attack, or whether it is because of the rain and you slip on your garage floor, like has happened to me numerous times. I open the garage door and there's water all over the floor from rain blowing in, and slip and fall and twist my back. We want you as a listener to give a thought to coming in and getting online, actually, and going to millenniumphysician.com and getting an appointment with Millennium Physician Group to get yourself checked out, particularly if you don't have a primary care physician or a specialist that can look into some things that you may already know exist, but more importantly, to get that general wellness check. And Pat, this means you too.
Well, you know what? I have the same doctor that I've had for 20 years, and I kind of hear the same story. And a lot of times I always think, maybe I should get a second opinion. You know, is it wrong to leave your general physician and go somewhere else? Or should you have him recommend you?
What I would say to you is this, is that as when it comes to medicine, a lot of the times we're quite loyal to where we go.
Mm.
If there's ever a question in your mind that you've been able to verbalize to your provider, to your physician, but still you're at a point whereby you think you need a little bit more convincing, then it's absolutely reasonable to get a second opinion. Because at the end of the day, the most important person in that room...
Oh, it's me.
...is you.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I've even had patients that have had to have asked me because they haven't been convinced. Sometimes it's just an internal thing. They have to convince themselves,
right,
to get a second opinion. Then they go, then they come back, and now they say, okay, I'm ready to start this course.
Gotcha.
I think it's quite reasonable to do that. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, the humility when it comes to medicine is to know that it's always good to get a second approach. And if you come up with the same answer, then I think it does a lot for the patient to know that I think this is it. Because sometimes you might get an individual that's not really medically savvy, that doesn't really like doctors, doesn't like medicine, and feels great. And you're telling them, no, you're not great. You're actually dying. Mm. If they feel great and they're convinced of that, they need convincing. And sometimes it just takes a few extra measures to convince them. So you have to give them a tremendous amount of latitude in that regard.
So a second opinion, Pat, is a good idea, and especially if you're not getting the answers. Let me ask you a question, Doc, about when to go to see the doc. And here's the scenario. I fell, right, in the garage again.
Sure.
It seems like that's the place. I spend a lot of time
you
in
need
the garage.
To stay out of
that's probably why. But I fell, and I had a lot of pain in my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
It was swollen. I put ice on it. And the pain subsided. At what point, where is the line do you draw as far as wait and see, watchful waiting, or you know what, just go get this checked out? Is there a, this is a must-do scenario, or this is a, yeah, you might be okay to let it go for a couple days? Because I certainly, had I broken my wrist, which this is a while ago, so it's clearly not broken at this point, but or maybe it is and it's just healed. But where is that break-even point, or where is the point that you recommend to people, hey, look, this is where you need to come in and see us?
Well, truthfully, It depends on the type of injury and the severity of the injury and what they were doing and what their risk factors are, what medications they're on. So unfortunately, it's not a straightforward question.
Okay.
Or should I say it's not a straightforward answer. A lot of it depends, truthfully, on how you're feeling. If you feel that you fell and there's quite a significant amount of pain and your concern is a fracture, get it evaluated immediately. If you think, gosh, I think I just tweaked my muscle, you can give it a day or so. Truthfully, it depends on what you're going through at that moment. Obviously, if the word fracture or break comes to mind, then maybe you should get that evaluated immediately.
Get it looked at. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. We're chatting right now with Dr. Demetrio from the Millennium Physician Group, great partners of the Florida's Largest Home Show. And our initial conversation started out because so many injuries take place at home. And while we want you to know, if you're listening to this show, that if you do get injured at home, we want you to go over to the MillenniumPhysician.com website and find a location that'll be near you, which, because there are numerous locations around the Tampa Bay area and around the state of Florida, one of the largest group here in the state of Florida. It kind of goes right along with the Florida's Largest Home Show. And but the other side of that equation that we're talking about today is the prevention side. And, you know, I'm reading something here about Millennium, and Millennium's goal is prevention. You talked about this, with focus on screenings and healthcare quality gaps. Millennium Physician Group is looking for patients that want to be proactive about their health. That's an important point right there. Many patients think they're in great health, but many have not gone to the doctor for years and aren't aware of things that are actually going on with them. Oh boy, if my wife is listening to this show right now, she's screaming out loud because this is me. The most difficult thing for physicians and in life is to cause an alteration in behavior. Oh, that's boy.
Correct. Yes.
That's me right there. Mm-hmm. The human psyche is very complex, and it's a very complex thing to do and deal with on a daily basis. Boy, now do you think that's why most men, is it more men, by the way, that don't go to the doctor than women?
That's or true.
Is
yes,
it?
Absolutely.
Because you worked in obstetrics, right?
I did, yes.
So I mean, do you tend to think, is there a stat on that? I mean, is it us just men? There's four of us in the room right now. Is it just us dumb dudes who don't go to the doctor enough, or do women have this same dilemma as well?
For the most part, it's us dumb dudes.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, you know, it's a lot of the doctor, a lot of the men that come to see the doctor are coming to the doctor because their wives told them to.
God bless our wives.
Precisely.
And women in our lives, moms, sisters, all of them. By the way, yesterday was International Women's Day, so
that's
I guess
right.
It's timely to bless those women
that's
in our
true.
Lives.
Absolutely.
You know what my wife does? If I'm working in the yard, she's a hairdresser, so you know she's cutting hair during the day. I'm in the yard working, or I'm in the shop. She'll call me every 20, 30 minutes to check on me. Are you okay? Are you still doing all right? I know you were going to do this and that. Constantly checking on me.
God bless her.
That's great, yes.
Hey, by the way, Dr. D, you know, as the medical director of the Tampa region, you might have the answer to this question, because this show airs on Money Talk, which, of course, is heard all across the Tampa Bay area on four different radio stations, but it's also heard online. And there may be some men or women who are physicians listening to this show right now who are thinking, you know what, I'm looking for a change or an opportunity. Maybe they're out of market. Maybe they're in market, but they're looking for a growing health practice to settle down with. Is there any opportunities right now with Millennium? Because I imagine, because I see the word grow all over everything on your materials, is there opportunity there for physicians who might be looking for a new opportunity?
Sure, absolutely. I think as a group, we're always encouraging very qualified and individuals that are really, really conscientious about preventative medicine to apply to our company. We would love them to join us so that we can really produce something for our patients that is something that is beyond what they normally get. Mm. An experience that encompasses prevention and espouses optimization in life. I think if we had an optimization coach, imagine how great that would be every day. You've got who's going to try to optimize you.
Yeah.
From a health perspective, that's what we try to do. Unfortunately, we don't see you every day.
Right.
But you've also got to want it as well.
How often does a 50-year-old male need to have checkups? I mean, is it annual? Is it what do you recommend?
It depends if there's any other underlying medical conditions. Mm-hmm. If you're perfectly healthy from having had screenings, etc., you're no medications, we could probably get away with maybe every 6 months, maybe.
Do you think 6 months is a good timeline?
Well, that's if you're not on anything and there's no underlying issues. If there are underlying issues, I would say 3 months.
The thing that stands out with me is that you pointed out probably my biggest failure in my own personal health care today. You probably didn't know that. And that is I consider myself a perfectly healthy person. However, haven't been to the doctor in a long time. And you pointed out that perfectly healthy as a result of the screenings. So I can't really call myself perfectly healthy.
No, you can't.
Because I have not had enough of the screenings in the last 5 to 10 years, especially at my age now, where it's more important, especially. We're chatting right now with Dr. Nektarios Dimitriou from the Millennium Physician Group. You can get more information online, of course, at millenniumphysician.com. And this is the Florida's largest home show, radio show, and podcast. That's a mouthful you're listening to. And we're talking with Dr. D because so many injuries take place at home, and also to encourage you to be proactive with your health care. And we only got a couple minutes, but I had some notes on a particular person who's on the other side of the glass right now who doesn't have headphones on, but it apparently is okay to talk about it. Do you happen to have a story that might be related to a said individual that is across from you? Across the glass?
Yes, I do. He's given me his permission to do so.
All right. I didn't want to violate any HIPAA laws or anything like that. Okay, good.
So this gentleman.
Yes. Who will go unnamed, but he is the founder of the Florida's largest home show.
He came to see me.
Yes.
He got some blood work done that he had some concerns about, and we looked into it, and I decided to do some further studies for him. The short of the story is that we discovered that he had a blockage in his heart.
Mm.
And as a result of that, we were able to get him stented and get intervention. And now he has a new lease on life.
Mm.
He was completely, however, asymptomatic initially.
So no symptoms otherwise?
No symptoms.
No shortness of breath, no pain in the chest, nothing like that?
Just the anxiety from opening a home show,
right?
You know? But other than that, no, none at all.
Unbelievable.
So this was an individual that he basically came to see us to say, hey, what do you think?
Mm.
And he asked us if we could look at this and evaluate it, which we did. And that's what we found. And I will tell you, that story is more common than the other way around.
Yeah, I bet. And that's what my wife keeps telling me. That's why this is such a great discussion. And I hope that it's been valuable. I know it's been valuable to our listeners right now, not only as they think about, you know, slamming a thumb with a hammer or falling off of a ladder, trimming trees or putting up Christmas lights, but more importantly, being proactive in their health care. Are you going to be at the Florida's largest home show coming up this Labor Day?
I'll be attending.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to be looking forward to seeing you there. And this partnership that we have with Millennium Physician Group is really important to us, and we're super appreciative that you're here today. Tell everybody again where they can find you and your brand new office up there in Wesley Chapel if they would like to get either a second opinion or maybe they're like most men needing a first opinion. Maybe they need a new doctor or a first opinion because they haven't been to the doctor in a long time. Finding a doctor is not easy. I know that as well. So Dr. Nektarios Dimitriou, tell everybody where they can find you and your office.
Thank you. Yes. So we're going to be located at 2649 Wingard Circle, Suite 101, Wesley Chapel. And I'm in that office on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Nice.
And I have another office, which is right next door to it, that I'm at there on a Thursday.
Okay.
Which is 2734 Wingard Circle, Suite 101.
All right.
And the telephone number to get hold of us is 813-723-1303.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. D with the Millennium Physician Group, the largest physician group in the state of Florida with over 500 healthcare providers and over 140 offices and growing. If you're a physician and you're looking for a new opportunity and you maybe want to think about joining the Millennium Physician Group, might be a good time. Going through some major growth. You're listening to the Florida's largest home show, radio show, and podcast, and we'll be back next time, and until then, I hope that you'll be well.